that is today's news from Rail Technology Magazine in association with Transcity Rail on Wednesday, the 10th of April, 2024. Network Rail has announced a 10-year train control systems framework worth £4 billion. Six companies have been awarded contracts for the provision of continental and digital signalling services under the framework, which replaces previous major signalling frameworks. Three-quarters of the £4 billion investment will be directed towards digital signalling, while the remaining £1 billion will be invested into conventional signalling. The improvements to both will help to improve reliability across the national rail network. HS2 has launched a new market engagement exercise for its elevated transport system, with companies interested in delivering the infrastructure invited to take part. HS2 is assessing the capacity of global suppliers to deliver the automated people mover, which will operate services into and out of the new high-speed station in Solihull. The formal procurement process is expected to launch in early 2026. The APM will provide links between HS2's interchange station, the conventional rail network, Birmingham Airport, the National Exhibition Centre and Resorts World. HS2 expects to announce the successful contractor in 2028, with construction, installation and testing to be carried out by 2030. And Network Rail has announced the appointment of three new non-executive directors to its board. Diane Perry OBE, Steve Scrimshaw and Stuart Harvey will bring a wealth of experience in a variety of public and private sector roles when they join the board in July. Network Rail has also announced that Rob Brighouse, the senior independent non-executive director, will step down from the board after 8.5 years. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin, and check out our stories in full on our website, railtechnologymagazine.com.